How are you doing? 15 minutes past 9 o'clock. Let me tell you something. I feel guilty. 6 weeks ago, when the president first came on our screens and said, we're going to take some extraordinary measures. We're closing schools to, you know, try and mitigate against the spread of coronavirus, where that had just started in South Africa. The first case is being reported, I think, the 5th of March. So what we did was, my wife asked her mom, who lives in the Northern Cape, come through because we have to take our kid out of school. Because the schools are, of course, closing. We are still working parents. Our work allows us still to travel, so we need a little bit of help. Our mother-in-law comes along, and because it's school holidays already, they bring along our 10-year-old niece, who is in her care. This was the Thursday. The Sunday, President Ramaphosa comes on air again and says, unfortunately, we have to go on a lockdown. Only 21 days. Don't worry. Only 21 days. And things will go back to usual. Go back to normal. It's been 6 weeks since my very independent mother-in-law, my lively and sprightly, brilliantly intelligent 10-year-old niece, have been cooped up in our house. And I feel so bad. It's nothing I could have chosen, nothing that I wanted to do deliberately, but this is just the reality that many of us find ourselves in. And a lot of us are racked with guilt. It's something that's called lockdown guilt. Whether or not you are a working parent that has to go to work every day and run the risk of getting infected and coming and, you know, transmitting it to your children and family, or whether you are worried about whether you've saved enough, whether if something drastic happens, will your family be looked after? Talia Ressel is a family therapist and a social worker. Talia, there's so many psychological elements that are coming out of this lockdown. I first thought this was only me, that I'm feeling very, very bad, that I've asked this dear woman and her 10-year-old grandchild to come just spend what I thought would be a week or two with us. But now it's been 6 weeks. Lockdown guilt is a thing.
Absolutely. I mean, I think so many emotions are just running through all of us at the moment. And there's a big sense of overwhelming guilt on so many levels that you mentioned, the one that you're going through, but like the one the working parents that you said, those who may have lost their jobs or lost some income, and just, are we doing enough? A lot of guilt, a lot of anxiety, all of that mixed together.
I guess it's not worthwhile beating oneself up too much about it, is it? Because none of us have asked for the situation. None of us has brought this on upon ourselves. All we can essentially do is try and mitigate it, isn't it? You know, try to come to terms with it ourselves and those people who may be affected.
Absolutely. I mean, I think we need to accept that everything in the moment, at this moment, under this pandemic, we're going through a trauma. As a collectively, as a country, as a world, we're going through something quite traumatic. And when we experience trauma, all our emotions get heightened. Mm. So yes, the guilt can feel quite crippling at times, or the anxiety or the despair. But I think if we can just name that for ourselves and accept that right now we're just feeling so much.
Yeah.
I think it gets summed up. The thing is, Lester, we're going through uncertainty. So when we are uncertain, we're on this high level of alertness because we don't actually know what's coming. So everything gets heightened. So yes, that guilt that we can understand and rationalize can feel so intense in some moments.
Is this a symptom of trauma, in that while things are going very, very slow, 5 weeks is a very long time in our very fast-paced lives, but things seem to drag. Simultaneously, things are happening so quickly, particularly for people who still have the privilege of working, whether it is going out to an office or an outbound place, or whether it's working at home, still trying to find space for deadlines and having kids around your feet. there's this weird duality where things are going so slow because we want things to move on so quickly, but at the same time we're so pressured and things are happening at such a fast pace. Is this how what happens during traumatic experiences?
Yes, absolutely. We've got the mundane day-to-day things that still have to happen, yet at the same time our day-to-day experience is completely changing in each moment where you know what we expect to happen isn't happening. So it's such a contrast of emotions that it keeps us, we have to stay permanently alert and permanently ready to fight, flight, attack, run away, you know, on that knife edge. But at the same time, we've got to feed the kids and, you know, wash the clothes, like the mundane.
So you then feel even that extra guilt by taking those moments to be selfish. It's this weird perpetuating cycle where you say, you know what, I don't care. I'm going to let the kid watch Disney Junior for half a day. We're all going through a trauma. This is nothing that is normal. And I'm going to just allow the kid to run wild. But at the same time, you sort of know in your head, I can't let the kid watch so much TV. Their brain's going to be fried. When's it necessarily to just let go? Or do we always have to keep our defenses up, our minds alert?
I think we've got to just keep checking in with ourselves. I mean, I know for myself as a working mother, sometimes my kids are experiencing 10 different versions of me within the scope of 1 hour, because I will jump from, yes, let them watch as much TV just so we can survive, to, oh my goodness, they're going to fail school and be delinquents if I don't do this maths assignment with them. Mm. But I think we just got to keep reminding ourselves, this is not normal. What we are going through, even though we've adapted amazingly as humans, how quickly we've adapted to this changing environment. But at the same time, it is not normal to live like this. It is not normal to not know what tomorrow brings. So we have to make allowances for ourselves that we are trying to adjust, we're trying to cope, and that is exhausting. So we don't have our usual energy or reserves to deal with the emotional toll that this is taking.
As a family therapist and a social worker who also deals with issues of dependency, this period where alcohol is at the minimum, many people would be going to some sort of substance to suppress some of that feeling, that emotion. Yes, it has many other consequences. The withdrawal affects people's emotions and etc. But as a therapist, in your professional opinion, in this lack of where we're not having things to make us cope, like nicotine, like alcohol, is this an important step that we approach our emotions and our feelings in as sober as much possible, manner as possible?
Well, we don't really have a choice. We are having to face it. And we have, I mean, on so many levels, we're having to face the family that we've chosen or raising, or the choices that we've made. You know, if you poured all your energy into work and all of a sudden you can't go to work, you have to face with that coping tool, how you've been using that. And it's really being, is and will continue to be an emotional sobering experiment.
Your number one tip in dealing with particularly family and children, Talia, what, if especially if you're feeling those pangs of guilt, that level of uncertainty, what should you be doing? I know that I said that I'm going to be enjoying a lot of family time, storytelling, speaking to each other. Yes, it happened, you know, in that first week, but then I discovered that my niece cheats at cards and I don't play cards with her anymore. But I guess as we go on in this, is just to try and keep those good habits instead of retreating, you know, to our rooms and our quiet spaces. Yes, of course, take your time, you read a book, channel yourself, but don't make that the go-to mechanism over this continued lockdown period.
Yes, and I think to hold the idea of kindness in your mind constantly, kindness to yourself and kindness to others. That, you know, we're going through really a tumultuous time, which means you're going to have moments where this is absolute bliss of just being together in a little cocoon, and then moments of absolute terror and frustration and fear. Just that kindness to give yourself that break, to give the people around you a little bit more leeway, that they might be acting in ways that they wouldn't normally act. And I think that can help us ride this time of uncertainty.
Talia Russell, thanks so much for joining us. She's a family therapist and a social worker.